So, Pax Europiana, the second partner, what the EU can do internally, and we don't need the US, nor Russia can stop us, and we should do that very urgently. Point number one was euro enlargement, and point number two is Schengen enlargement. First of all, I will talk about Schengen enlargement in the Schengen zone, and then also visa-free travel for the remaining countries. I suppose you all know what is Schengen, travel-free inside the European Union, the Schengen member countries. And now we should really get going and invite also Croatia, Romania, Bulgaria, and Cyprus. And so all EU member countries should also be in Schengen. It's highly discriminatory that we did that for too long, that we had these two-level memberships for the new members. Obviously, there was issues in Romania and Bulgaria, doubtless. But it is, when you look at the geography, also complicated countries. They had now also fulfilled all these criteria, and we should show some kind of solidarity. It's not only money, it's also respect, it's also dignity, it's also seriousness, yeah? And when there are issues with administration, then we have to support them in a union that they develop these capacities. We have now very pro-European governments in Bulgaria, in Romania, in Croatia, and also in Cyprus. Everybody, you know, the French even sent warships to the East Med in the defense of Cypriot claims on gas in the conflict with Turkey. But we are not ready to give them the Schengen membership. I mean, it's totally ridiculous, and I cannot really accept that. And the same is true for Romania, for Bulgaria, for Croatia. You know, this is all the countries around the Balkans, and it would really mean a lot when we have clarity in Europe, more unity, and the Schengen zone enlargement is now really very important, and it's timely now. And in 2021, I appeal along all the authorities. You know, the Dutch and yeah, the most they have not only done good things for the Balkans in many ways, and they really have to come to terms with the reality that we are a united continent. And that we are not just, you know, like exclusive Western European club or something. It's important, the Schengen zone enlargement now, and I hope that this will be happening now. And it would be a major breakthrough for these countries and all for Europe. Of course, we can do that in coordination with the Americans. They should also allow the visa-free, the visa waiver program for these countries. Because the same discrimination is happening also from the Americans against the new member countries. And as a union, to be honest, it's also not so that there is Alabama having a different kind of access level to the whole union of the United States. And when we want to take ourselves serious as a union, we grant this Schengen status to these four remaining countries, which unfortunately are not fully member. So that's for Schengen zone enlargement. The second point is also very dear to my heart, is about visa-free travel for Kosovo. And this is, of course, most important because it's the only Balkan country which still has, the citizens have to go through this visa process. It's costly, it's time-consuming, and it's prohibitive for many people. And that's the idea also, I mean, to keep the governments in hostage with some unconnected leverage. Often that's one idea, but also to be afraid of migration. And this has to end now. We really have to come to this moment now after the elections in February. And there should be immediately, when the government is formed, visa-free travel for Kosovo should be granted. And that would be the first step. But there's also three other countries which are maybe more complicated. But I also call very much to have visa-free travel for the three countries which still don't have it. That's Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Belarus. They are, you know, all of them in a crisis. We just had a war. I intend to think that when we would have done a more active Eastern Partnership policy, maybe this war could have been avoided. Also, the crisis in Belarus could be avoided. And nevertheless, now that we had this disastrous year for the Eastern Partnership, and now it's really the time to have a better strategy 2021. And the one is, you show, because we basically trapped the citizens of Belarus because we ask for a visa. And when you are an opposition activist in Belarus and you can want to escape, you cannot, because you don't get a visa to go anywhere. And that's really very bad. You know, we are like in complicity with the Lukashenko regime with our visa politics. Yeah? And that should be immediately lifted. It makes also a nice contrast for the Belarusians than to the Russians, which still will have visa duty for Europe for a long time. And so I think that would be very good. And also in the conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia, I think we have now made very good experience with Georgia visa-free travel, and both countries are supported by the European Union. And I think there's a sign for peace and also for European relevance in the Southern Caucasus, which we should be very much concerned. Visa-free travel for these two more countries would also make a lot of sense. And anyhow, it will be not a major migration flow suddenly from Armenia to Western Europe. I don't think so. And then we always have these safeguard measures in place. So that would be my call now, really, in the Schengen area in 2021, to enlarge it fully to the whole countries which are in the EU, that they are full members, and Kosovo and Armenia, Azerbaijan and Belarus, and to get this visa-free access to the Schengen area. And to do that in one big best in April 2021, and have some courage, Europe, have some openness, and have some compassion, believe in the values, and to have these three, four countries isolated in this crisis is really very mean, and it's really very heartbreaking. And I appeal to the compassion and also to the reason, to all Europeans and to the European leaders. Get this done now, open Schengen now, and get Schengen enlargement done now.